Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en is ingeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons luister vandag na hoogtepunte uit die minister van Landbou, John Steenhuisen, se begrotingstoespraak van vroeër hierdie week. Maar soos ouer gewoonlik, ek is eers na die landbounieshooftrekke. Daar is optimisme oor Suid-Afrika se 2025 pitvrugseisoen, ondanks wêreldwye uitdagings. Hoewel die vraag na appels en pere stabiel bly, verklein langer bergingstye en koop plaaslik veldtogte die uitvoervensters. Daar is ook goeie groei in markte soos Afrika en die Midde-Ooste. Suid-Afrika is steeds die grootste uitvoerder van appels in die suidelike halfrond. Intussen is daar kommer dat Suid-Afrika se landbouuitvoere groot gevaar loop weens die FSA se 30% invoertarief wat op 1 Augustus in werking tree. Hoewel die FSA slegs 4% van Suid-Afrika se uitvoere uitmaak, is produkte soos sitrus, wyn, makadamia neute en volstres leer swaar getref. Die sitrusbedryf word die ergste geraak in sy piekseisoen. Ons luister vandag na die hoogtepunte uit die minister van Landbou John Steenhuisen se begrotingstoespraak van vroeër hierdie week. Die departement van landbou het baie spesifieke fokuspunte, terwyl die landbou aan die een kant baie goed vaar en aan die ander kant verskeie uitdagings in die gesig staar.
Our mission is as urgent as it is important to build a food system that is inclusive, competitive, sustainable and above all which leaves no South African behind. South African agriculture stands at a crossroads. On the one side, we see the extraordinary potential that the agricultural sector has to create jobs, contribute further to GDP growth, strengthen exports, and revitalize rural economies. On the other side, we confront persistent risks, climate shocks, high input costs, biosecurity failures, land degradation, weak infrastructure, and uneven access to market and finances, and of course, international shocks.
Die begroting vir die departement is so uitgewerk om aandag te skenk aan vier spesifieke programme.
In terms of the budget in the 2025-26 financial year, the department has been allocated a budget aligned to four core programs. Program 1, administration. Program 2, agricultural production, biosecurity and natural resource management. Program 3, food security and support. And Program 4, economic development, trade and marketing. Each program will be executed with a focus on impact, value for money, reduction of wastage and intergovernmental coordination.
Die departement streef daarna om wanadministrasie teen te werk.
We're aiming to increase our digital integration from 18% to 30% by 2030. This includes revamping of procurement oversight, reducing the adverse audit findings, and ensuring that every single manager is held accountable for the performance outcomes within their units and departments. A department that promotes food security must be secure itself, secure against waste, inefficiency and mismanagement. And that must be our first responsibility.
Die begroting spreek ook die land se biosekuriteit aan.
We're launching the National Biosecurity Compact, which is an agreement with clear roles, vaccine stock levels, determined predetermined outbreak protocols, and infrastructure commitments. We're also deploying 50 animal health technicians to assist with urgent vaccination rollouts. We're prioritizing the containment of the foot and mouth diseases in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng with forward and backward tracing. We are strengthening the oversight and capability at Onderstepoort Biological Products to address backlogs and modernize production. We're also expanding the partnerships with the University of Pretoria's National Biosecurity Hub, enhancing surveillance, SPS capacity, as well as graduate training. This will strengthen our ability to manage future outbreaks before they escalate.
En dit is die minister van Landbou, John Steenhuisen. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. BASF, die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.